This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay. I gotta just break the story down. Hey, this... I'm sorry. This is the kind of news I like to report, okay? Let's just hold off on some headlines. Though this is a headline. I'm allowed to talk about this. Did you guys hear about this? There's a Florida woman who faces an aggravated assault charge because, get this, she passed gas, so she farted in line at a dollar store, but then... Okay, I mean, it happens, right? But then she pulled a knife on a man who complained about it. So some dude was there going, man, that stunk. And she pulled a knife on him. So that means this guy got assaulted twice. I mean, so citing a Broward, of course, we're talking, you know, Broward County always seems to get all the news. I just don't get that. Citing a Broward Sheriff Office report, the Miami Herald reports a 37-year-old Shanita Yvette Wilson passed gas while waiting in line. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is where journalism really kind of sinks to, you know, depths that it doesn't need to. I mean, do we really need to have her name? This is coming from Fox 35. It's all over the news. I mean, you know, if I ever pass gas at a Walmart, can just my media peeps please not let that be national news? I mean, oh my gosh. So anyway, she passed gas while waiting in line at a Dollar General Sunday night, and she upset a nearby customer. Now, the report says that the offended customer and then Miss Wilson got into an argument, quote, in reference to the defendant farting loudly. It says Wilson then pulled a small folding knife out of her purse and told the victim she was going to gut him while moving as if to attack him. Now, she's been arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, plus the fact that she pulled a knife on him. I'm joking. Okay. Anyway, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. Now, I mean, I'm looking at her mugshot. Here's the thing. How many of you guys, okay, I want to bring something up. There's something medical and psychological I could bring up with this. Not about farts. We talk about farts enough. Do I really have to review farts? Maybe I'll do it later. I don't want to talk about farts right now. What I want to, though, talk about is, okay, do you guys remember who used to watch Cheers? Okay, I used to watch Cheers when I was little, Sam and Diane. I loved that show, okay? And there was one episode where I guess Diane was already in a relationship with Frasier. And Frasier comes into the bar upset because Diane had shouted out another person's name when they were in bed together. Now, Sam deduces that it was him because he used to date Diane. He was the bartender, Red Sox, ex-pitcher, whatever. So he confronts her about it in his office, if I'm remembering the scene correctly. And when she figures out that he, you know, knows, she obviously is embarrassed. So she kind of paces, picks up the phone, throws the phone down, then grabs him like she's about to hit him. And then she's like, oh my gosh, you know, this is terrible. And then she's embarrassed. But what was so fascinating, Cheers, I could probably do a whole show on Cheers and all the psychology in it, you know? And I think they actually had a psychologist because, you know, Frasier was like on there and they must have had somebody within the writing, you know, the writing crew, you know, who had a psychology background because you see a lot of references, as well as literary references. But anyway, the fact that she wanted to hit him, when you get embarrassed and you get embarrassed pretty abruptly, violence is one of the first emotions that comes out. And the reason why I say this is people, there's going to be more and more lines later. Now that we're, you know, getting rid of a lot of, you know, stores and real estate and many companies are downsizing, there's only going to be X amount of companies, right, that are going to, you know, be there for you to buy hard, tangible goods unless you want to buy online. And so I anticipate lines are going to be longer. And if I could predict anything in the future, people are still going to fart. And so, personally, whenever somebody gets embarrassed, we forget that their reaction could be anger. You know, I try to embarrass my kids all the time. I mean, I'm their mommy. So I love, you know, saying something to them. And even when I don't mean to embarrass them, their first reaction when I embarrass them is, Mom, stop. I mean, they get angry. So don't underestimate the violence that could come on if somebody's in an embarrassing situation. Now, let's take a look at this workplace violence. Somebody gets fired. Getting fired is very embarrassing. And what do some of these people do who get fired? Or shall we, inversely, some of these people that come in and shoot, you know, people up, they were people who were fired. Getting dumped is embarrassing. Look at that woman that said no with the ring. I guess it just happened at where was it? There was just a shooting last week in a parking lot. And it's because, again, somebody, it was at a hospital. Because she turned them down. Embarrassment may lead to violence. So the next time, right, you know, somebody farts in front of you, act like you didn't. I just act like I don't know, even if I'm gagging because of the smell. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab-tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Okay. We are back on Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't think I make fun of Harvard a lot. I guess I might. I'm a fan. I think our Ivy League colleges are phenomenal. And if I ever, you know, seem to make fun of them, it's just because, well, majority rules. If the majority of us don't, you know, go to Harvard, I think, you know, we're in kind of, you know, safe territory. And so we could, you know, make jokes and you know, whatever. But I think after this next story, you all are going to hate Harvard. So here we go. There's a professor that says if you eat a portion of French fries, That portion is only six. Six French fries. That's according to a Harvard professor. He has declared it. They're crunchy. They're soft. They're little fried sticks of potato. And apparently, they have been around since like the 1700s. Did you guys know that? Fried potato. Although, I don't know if it had the salt and dipped in ranch dressing. I don't know. But still, they say six fries. That's it. Now, I'll sometimes go to McDonald's. I really like McDonald's fries. And they have the salt. They're so yummy. And then you lick the salt off your fingers. Not very healthy. But there's, what, 60 plus fries? Unless you get the little baby. When you now get the little kid's Happy Meal, now the French fries are so small because they made the sizes smaller, you know? I actually, the fast food industry kind of liked all these new Michelle Obama rules and stuff because now they could give you less portion for more money. And you're like, wait a second. Now, okay, we just increased our price point and we're getting less food. Thank you. So Professor Eric Rim of Harvard University's Nutrition Department says that French fries are, quote, starch bombs, and half a dozen should be our limit. After that, we should satiate our appetite with salad if we want to avoid life-threatening heart conditions. Ugh. I am looking at a Shutterstock photo of French fries, and they look so good. Now, heart disease rates are rising. I get that. And we do like fatty, greasy, salty, sugary food. We do. When I have, like, a carb day, when I have a bad day, you know, like, let's say I have a bad show, and it's not every day, but let's say I have a bad, okay, let's say I have a bad day, I'll want French fries. You guys are so mean. You're so mean. Yeah, so I guess I'm eating French fries again today. It's not a bad show. The show just started. How's the show bad? You guys are mean. Okay, in the last 25 years, the average serving size in any given establishment has doubled or tripled. They say bagels are now 6 inches wide, not three. A medium bag of popcorn is 11 cups and not five. And a soda is 20 ounces and not 6.5. They say a serving of fries is supposed to be capped at 15 fries. These days, most restaurants serve around 55. So I used to wait tables, and when I had to serve the fries, there was a big bowl. And you would take your hand, would have to be in a glove, and you would grab a handful and throw it on a plate. Or there'd be tongs. And you would take the tongs, and you would just take a big, huge chunk of fries. And that was the serving. It was about 20-some, 25 fries, maybe. But that was back in the 90s. So Dr. Rim's advice, and I don't know what he's sitting there eating. He's eating a bowl of something. I don't know, but I don't think people like him too much. Dr. Rim's advice is partly based on a recent study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition by Italian researchers, who found people who avoided fries altogether lived 6 months longer than those who indulged in fries. Okay, hold on a second. These were Italian researchers. Okay, the Italians, and I love the Italians. But remember I told you how, you know, the British are plotting against us with these roundabouts that we always have, right? Okay. Well, the Italians want us to eat more pasta. And, you know, people go to Italy. We went to Italy. It was the very first time I've ever been to Europe, and we went to Italy, and I loved Italy. But me and the kids were looking for French fries. They're like, French fries? We're Italian. And I'm like, grazie. Give me the French fries. I ate already pasta 3 days in a row. It's okay. And I think the Italians have an issue with the French. And so we eat French fries, and I think it makes them mad. So if an Italian researcher says we need to eat less French fries, that's a problem. You know, okay, let me look up the history of French fries. Hold on a second. Okay, because I really want to know if they're French. Because if they're not French, we can tell the Italians to back down. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Oh, you know what? History of French fries. Here we go. Okay. They say back in the 1600s. Really? 1600s? They say, despite its name, the French fry is not French. I knew it. I knew it. I thought it would be more Irish. The origins of the French fry have been traced back to Belgium. Well, most people don't realize French and Belgium are two separate countries, so I guess maybe that's why people kept calling them French fries. Historians claim potatoes were being fried in the late 1600s. And according to local Belgian lore, poor villagers living in Meuse Valley often ate small fried fish they caught in the river. During the winter months, the river would freeze over, making fishing impossible, forcing the villagers to find other sources of food, hence the potato. The villagers, who says patata? They go, you say potato, I say patata. Nobody's ever said patata. Now, tomato, I've heard, not patata. Anyway, enter the potato. So the villagers turn to the root plant. It is a root. Slicing it, frying it, much the same way they prepared the fish. And just like that, the earliest French fries were born. Okay, now wait a second. Did they do fish sticks back then? Usually when you fry a piece of fish, those are like round. Oh, I love potato spuds. Those are my favorite, especially if they're still dripping in oil. And I know that's not healthy to say, but I'm having a bad carb day because I'm having a bad show day. All right. Yeah, I admitted it. So now they say American soldiers stationed in Belgium were first introduced to French fries during World War I. And as the official language of the Belgian army was French, soldiers nicknamed the delicious fried potatoes French fries. And then the name stuck. So if any of you guys want to show off this weekend at a party, French fries really got its name in World War I by the Americans. And French fries are now one of the most popular side dishes. We dip them in ketchup. Some people mayonnaise and vinegar. I like ranch. And so there's a little bit of history of French fries. All right, so I hope that helped. That came from Wonderlopolis. Okay, so back to this. We do have a problem. And if I'm now going to put my doctor hat on, you have got to, whenever you're dieting or worried about your health, you have got to avoid foods that are conveniently structured. A French fry is easy to grab and easy to eat, just like hot dogs. I'm hearing the average person doesn't eat one hot dog. The average person will eat, I mean, they'll grab a hot dog. I'll be honest with this. Whenever my husband makes hot dogs, like Heber National, I love Heber National hot dogs, I don't eat the bread. But I will just grab the wiener, the hot dog, and just eat the hot. I love hot dogs. Just like popcorn. When we go to a movie, you can't just have one little popcorn piece. You know, you're going to eat more. And one thing that kind of drives your appetite for it is the salt on it. You know, French fries are brilliantly made and marketed. McDonald's knows exactly what they're doing. So if you want to lose weight or if you want to, you know, preserve your health, cutting the salt not only helps with your blood pressure and a variety of other issues in your body, but it also prevents you from having increased appetite. You know, you also have to watch, you know, sugar. Sugar does the same thing. Sugar makes you want more. There's reward centers, and you got to be smart about it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we come back, we're being told that there was a long-term substitute teacher that has now been placed on leave after taping a second grader to a chair. This, I can't tell you, it seems like every 6 months some teacher is getting in trouble for taping and restraining children. What's going on? We'll come back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Tributes are pouring in for former President George H.W. Bush, who died last night at the age of 94. Retired Army General Colin Powell, who served under Bush, says he was a very thoughtful leader who looked out for the troops.
He cared about every single soldier, sailor, airman, and marine we sent over there. And he wanted us to finish the war quickly and to get out of Iraq, back home and away from Kuwait quickly.
Former President Bill Clinton says President Bush deserves credit for leading the world out of the Cold War.
I think he deserves credit for getting the world off in the right direction at the end of the Cold War. The Cold War being over was not an excuse to pack up and go home. It was an excuse to build a new world of cooperation. Time will prove that he was right in wanting an integrated, cooperative world.
Bush died in his Houston home surrounded by family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, this happened in Pasadena, Maryland, not Pasadena, California. This is Pasadena, Maryland. Yeah, that really confuses me when we have two cities on opposite sides of the country with the same name. Like, there's another Las Vegas. I think it's in New Mexico. There's a Manhattan in Kansas. There's a Hollywood in Florida. Yeah, I'm from Hollywood. Oh, you are? Oh, good. You know, do you ever see Brad Pitt and George Clooney? No, Hollywood, Florida. Yeah, I lived in Manhattan for 5 years. Oh, my gosh, Manhattan. I've always wanted to go to the big city. No, Manhattan, Kansas. It's got to be hard. I mean, just change the name. If everybody seems disappointed that you live in that city and they get it wrong, and your mail always seems to go to the wrong part of the country, you might want to consider just changing the name of the city. Just a suggestion. All right. So in Pasadena, Maryland, a long-term substitute teacher is no longer with Anne Arundel County after taping a second-grade student to a chair. School officials sent out a letter to parents and students at Lakeshore Elementary School on Thursday night to inform them about the incident. The letter says that the teacher told the student to return to his seat, and if he did not, she would tape him to his chair. It says the child thought the comment was funny, but the teacher proceeded to tape the student to the chair. The principal said she learned of the incident from a parent Wednesday night and alerted the police. Mark Lemansky of the Anne Arundel County Police Department said no charges have been filed at the time, and charges are not expected to be filed, but the teacher is no longer with the school, and she is not going to be placed in any other school until the matter is resolved. The teacher's name also is not going to be released. Even though the media has released the name of the woman who farted, this woman, no, they're not going to release her name. Now, below, apparently the one who farted is more of a threat, and I get that, because she pulled a knife. This one tapes him onto a chair. So here is the full statement sent to parents from Principal Julie Little McVeary. I'm writing to make you aware of an incident that occurred in a second grade class yesterday, which I became aware of last night. During regular classroom instruction, the teacher, a long-term substitute, remarked to a student that if he did not return to his seat, she would tape him to his chair. The student found the remark funny, and the teacher proceeded to do as she said she would. I learned about this matter from a parent last night and immediately contacted our school systems, Division of Human Resources. Police have been notified. The teacher is not in our school today and will not be placed in any school until the matter is resolved. Our school system will make further appropriate decisions at the time. I want you to know very clearly that the conduct that I've described above is never acceptable in a school setting. I was shocked and appalled upon hearing about this incident. Our school is in a place where every child is embraced, loved, and nurtured. And they're in the process of looking for another long-term substitute. All right, so anyway, they go on. But let's... Restraining any kid is wrong. And, I mean, we hear of these horrible cases where, you know, caretakers don't know what to do with a child who's autistic or has some disabilities. And so out of frustration or just out of ignorance because they don't know how to handle the situation, they will restrain somebody. There was also that case where one child was just tearing up the principal's office and throwing things and a bookshelf was probably going to fall on him. So the principal decided to plastic tie his wrist so he couldn't break everything and hurt himself. And again, the police get called and he gets in trouble. And he's like, well, if I'm not allowed to put my hands on him, I mean, I don't really know what the whole argument is, but when we were looking at the story, we're like, okay, you shouldn't, you know, plastic tie a child, but then on the other end, how do you restrain a child while waiting for the police? Do we have protocols? Well, we do now. This is different. This is a kid who laughed in the face of a teacher. And so my guess is the teacher wanted to garner respect and say, look, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to go through with it. Now, my guess is this teacher is older. Because when I grew up, if your parents said, we're not feeding you, or you're walking home, or, you know, we'll lock you in your room until tomorrow. That type of stuff was kind of normal punishments. I mean, also, that was in the age of belts and paddles and switches and things like that. We don't do that anymore. But, I told you, my two boys were, when they were younger, they were giving each other the finger. Well, I wanted them to stop. Well, I'm not going to restrain their hand. So I figured the best way for them to self-restrain giving each other the finger was I found some glitter nail polish and I put the nail polish on that one particular finger. Well, they wanted to hide that finger. They wanted to hide it good. So that solved that, and I never saw them give either one the finger, even though my guess is behind my back they've done it to me. So creative ways to punish a child or to get your point across are out there. Now, you know, could I have ever done something that in this day and age would be like, oh, no, you can't? Well, I remember with my kid, I told you, he was sitting in the car. He was like 3, maybe. And he was in the car, and he was mad about something. He was in his car seat. And he goes, I want a new mommy. And I'm like, all right, fine, go. You know, I just didn't slam on my brakes, but I slowed down the car, stopped, and said, go, get out. Go find yourself a new mommy. And he giggled. He laughed. See? I'm like, fine. So we start driving home. He's like, no, you know what? I really want a new mommy. So boom. Car, get out. No, no, I don't want to do that. Now, we were in the neighborhood. So the third time he did it, I'm like, no, out. I unbuckled him and left him on the sidewalk. Go, see ya. And I started driving. Now, it was in our neighborhood, okay? And I drove slow. He probably thought I, like, sped out 80 miles an hour, like, see ya. It was probably 5, right? And you see him running toward the car, running. And I was like, oh, really? And then he opens up the car door, going, oh, I forgot my backpack. Like, that's how it flew on me. I got, yeah. You know, I think, need to be schooled on some things. And when I see stupid things happen like this, you know, but then you have other parents going, well, why don't we do tough love? Now, restraining a child, you can't do. Just like you can't hit another child. Oh, my gosh, when I was growing up, I mean, neighbors, listen, I mean, how it was it was kind of like, you know, it took a village, right, to raise a kid. Now, I don't think my mom would have had any problem with any of the other mommies whooping my butt if I needed a whooping. In fact, I mean, it would give her hand a break so she wouldn't have to get to carpal tunnel. I mean, because I needed a whooping a lot. You know, it takes a village, you know, and it's so funny because when I see old school type parents, you know, like when you're really close to the family, I'll yell at any of my kids, my friends' kids. I yell at them all the time. You know, the boys come over to the house as they're leaving. I'm like, let me check your pockets. Let me check your pockets. You know, make sure they don't have any alcohol or any little airplane bottles or whatever. Like, all right, you're out of here. Their parents know that I'm going to give them shade if I need to. And I think they appreciate it. You know, I mean, you know, it's like, because again, you care about the kids. As long as you guys are all on the same page, usually you all have the same values. So would I ever hit another kid? Oh, hell no. I don't even hit my own. But we just seem to, you know, not know what are some good ways of, you know, handling things. So if a kid laughs at you, send to the principal. Go, you're out of here. Anybody else think I'm funny? Go to the principal's office. Do that. Let the principal handle it. But now things like that, it's considered assault. Man, my kids would throw a fit in a restaurant. So I'd bring them to the car, and I'd let them sit in the car and throw a fit. And I'd stand by the car, you know, window cracked open. Are you done? When you're done, we'll go back in the restaurant. Yeah, I'm done. There's creative ways to do things. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA has issued a warning about a, quote, black market male enhancement pill that is supposed to cause prolonged erections. They're called, I guess, rhino? Because a rhinoceros has a horn? Is that why? I must be really naive. They say the dubious drug, according to Fox News, is sold under variations of the name Rhino at gas stations and convenience stores, and it's usually in single-dose packets. But unfortunately, it contains some potentially dangerous ingredients, including some not listed on the package. Some of the hidden ingredients are similar to those found in prescription erectile dysfunction pills, like Viagra and Cialis. That's the thing. A lot of these people are, like, pretty excited by that news, that a lot of these male enhancement over-the-counter medications actually have pharmaceutical ingredients in them. And so they work, and they think they're getting them at a cheaper price. The problem is you don't really know what the hell you're getting. You also don't know what amount you're getting, and if you mix it with something that you haven't been educated on because your doctor hasn't been able to talk to you, like, not supposed to really be mixing this kind of stuff with nitrates. If you take, you know, sublingual nitro or, you know, certain other medication for your blood pressure, you could die. The FDA has received reports of people who experience severe chest pain, headaches, and extended erections after taking these, quote, rhino pills. Some cases resulted in surgical intervention and hospitalization due to extreme drops in blood pressure. More than 25 rhino products sold under the names, all right, here's the names of some of these. Platinum Rhino 25,000. What? Crazy Rhino 25,000 and Gold Rhino 25,000. And they have some of the secret ingredients. Apparently the pills are also sold on eBay and Amazon. So what are these hidden ingredients? Well, we talked about the phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors, right? You guys remember that? No. So, you know, basically what they do is they inhibit a feedback mechanism. Okay, so, you know, normal, healthy men will get an erection. But the blood can't stay there forever. It has to go back. So that's a feedback mechanism that needs to be because you can't, you know, hunt and gather and, you know, do what you need to do in the animal kingdom if you're walking around with an erection, I guess. Okay, it's just, you know, your whole balance of gravity, mass, gravity, mass, whatever is all off, okay? Which is why I don't understand why God gave us women, like, big boobs, okay? Because that, I mean, you know, how am I supposed to run and get a zebra now? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, there's this feedback mechanism in place to bring the blood back so the phallus can become flaccid, all right? See, we're getting medical here. However, in some people that have decreased flow issues because they have arteriovascular disease or cardiovascular disease and arteriosclerosis, or people that may have issues starting an erection or maintaining an erection, these phosphodiesterase type 5 inhibitors help stop that feedback mechanism to allow the blood to stay in there longer. All right. Well, it's been very delicately titrated on how much is needed. And this is something that's a science. Everybody's like, oh, the pharmaceutical companies are just trying to make money. I don't care. They can make money on this one. I'm fine with that. Because if they calculate a dose that's safe for you, even though some people may have an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours and they have to go to the hospital, what do we have to do? We got to stick a needle into the penis and suck out the blood. That's what we have to do. It's what we have to do. I mean, because it starts to hurt after a while. You know, if the blood's not coming back, what do we do? Or, if you take it with nitrates, medications such as nitrates, that can be really, really dangerous. It could also interact with a variety of other prescription drugs. So the FDA has been, according to Donald Ashley, director of the Office of Compliance at the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, better known as OCAFASDEU. If I had to put all the initials together. Said over the past few years, the FDA has been combating the retail sale of male-enhancer drug products that are frequently misrepresented as dietary supplements that contain hidden and potentially harmful active drug ingredients. Last month, they say a South Korean national believed to be living in L.A. illegally was busted for smuggling drugs in order to produce the shady male enhancement pills. Apparently, Nam Hung Lee, 60 years old, had been illegally importing tadalafil and sildenafil citrate, which are active ingredients found in styles of Viagra from Hong Kong and China, and using them to create a non-prescription herbal male sexual enhancement product. Now, those pills were sold also under names like Rhino, Orgazin, Black Panther, Libby Grow, Black Stallion, and Black Mamba. All right. So what does that mean? What it means, people, is if you're pretty adept and well-schooled on what prescription medications are out there, and you're walking along a store shelf and you see something that claims that they could do exactly like a prescription, and you know gosh darn well that that prescription is not over the counter, my guess is there's pieces of that prescription or traces of it within that supplement, but illegally. Some people may say, well, that's the way to get it then. That's the way to get your Viagra. No, it's not. An actual 50 milligram Viagra works really good. Get the prescription, but only get the prescription if you qualify. So, that's what's going on there. All right, next story. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A woman's face, I'm looking at her face, it's swelled up. I've never seen a face swell like this. And she says it was a reaction to hair dye. Now, a lot of us have dyed our hair at home. And some of us will actually react to it. Now, this woman is 19 years old. And she recently told French publication Le Parisien about a severe reaction to hair dye that caused her face to swell up nearly double its normal size, and she almost died. She's a student, and she said she did perform a patch test using the dye, left it on 30 minutes before moving on with her dye job. The problem is whenever you do a patch test, you need to actually wait 48 hours. Almost immediately, she noticed something was off. She felt irritation on her scalp, then swelling. She took antihistamines, anti-itch team, went to bed. But then when she woke up, her head was about 24.8 inches in diameter instead of her usual 22 inches. That's not a double. I don't know why they're saying double, but I'm looking at it, and, yeah, it's like you can't even recognize her face. She's that swollen. So, apparently, the dye contained the chemical PPD. PPD is paraphenylenediamine. Sorry, hold on a second. Paraphenylenediamine. It's common in hair dyes, and it could cause serious allergic reactions. She said she couldn't breathe. She had a light bulb head. Tongue began to swell. So they had to give her adrenaline or epinephrine. She had to be overnight watched. She could have probably stopped breathing. So she told Newsweek that she hopes other people could learn from her experience. My biggest message to tell people to be more vigilant with products like this because the consequences could be fatal. Apparently, there was a case report back in 2012 in the Journal of Research and Medical Sciences where severe PPD allergies could also cause renal failure and respiratory failure. Now, other, you know, allergies could be redness, itching, sometimes you could blister, that kind of thing. Now, most hair dyes are safe to use, but the FDA says it's important to do a patch test. But see, here's my problem with it. You could, like, you know, when I took sulfa drugs, I took sulfa antibiotics when I was a kid all the time. But it was the 17th time, let's say, I took it, and that's when I reacted. So just to be aware that you may have a reaction to something, you know, that you've used for a while. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.